or else
Rabbi Menachem, we tag September 21st, 2008, Kapara and Sefer Dvarim.
Before we start, I just want to share something with you guys, and you hope you have something. The Gemara Rosh Hashanah, everyone knows from Shabbat, on Shabbat, so that's nice. Remember the reason why we say Kimo Mito? What's the famous Gemara everybody quotes? Why we say Kimo Mito? That's the second part of it. But what's the main part? Is the wrapping up thing? So I'll read it. It's Sadi Zayin on the bed, Rosh Hashanah. The famous one. They quote the Pasuk. They have Hashem up another Yikra. Remember? They have Hashem up another Yikra will be Shemah. Right? Omer Rabbi Yochanan. Right? Il Malen Yikra Ketub Yav Shalom Bro. What's that mean? This is just nothing to do with the Shir today. It's a little warm up. Yav Malen Yikra Ketub. What's that mean? If this Pasuk wasn't written, you couldn't say that to me. I could never imagine this to me. But what do we learn from this Pasuk? What Pasuk? They have Hashem up another Yikra. Melamed Shni Tetzavah Kodesh Baruch Hu Kishech Tibor. What did Kodesh Baruch Hu do? Wrapped himself up with the towel. The Herav of the Moshe, what does it mean? Herav of the Moshe? He showed Moshe, Rabbeinu. Seder Tzilah. Sort of like how to daven, or not, maybe daven. Omar Lo, he told him, Kol Zman Shifreo Chotim, anytime an Ami Chotim, Yasu Lepanai Keseder Hazeh, Lani Mokadah. To this order, or this like, how we say, Yudimu Midot, and now, forgive him. Okay? Where is that Mikra Ketuv? It'll make Mikra Ketuv. What's the Pasuk say? Ve'avor Hashem apana v'yikra. We're saying, if it wasn't written, I couldn't say it. That's written? Where do you see someone wrapping himself in the towel? Where does it say he's teaching him something? Where does it say he's showing him? You understand the question? We just read it like, you know, what? It's like all this in MR. MR means stop thinking. So that was bothering me on Shabbat. Then I realized something. Okay? What's that pasuk coming from? So look in your chumash. Look in Perak Lamed Aleph. That's on the Dalit. How we love it. Hey, there you go. Lamed Aleph. Lamed Aleph. Everyone have it? Yeah. Let's now we'll get a couple more. That's the problem. Hey, it's also important. Yeah. Remember Solacha, that Solacha part? That Solacha part, that Solacha part, and Vayir Hashem Ba'anan, that what's the case? Vayir Hashem Ba'anan, that's the Tzibim Hosham, the guy comes down Anan, and he spends it with him, that Yikra B'Shem Hashem, who's Koy B'Shem Hashem? What? Wait, that's the first thing you go to, isn't it? Oh no, the next one. That Vayir Hashem Ba'anan, that Yikra. Who's calling out? So many people think it's Moshe Rabbeinu. When people daven, they think, "Be'avor Hashem Apanav," the Moshe is calling out and calling out to God. No, not one person says that. God's calling out. God is calling out. That's simple stuff. But you don't realize that from here, unless you pay attention to the Sunday Mikra. But why do all the questions say it's God calling out? Moshe's not davening. God's talking. Remember in Slichot when we say that, remember Vayavar Hashem Apana, Vayikra, what do most people think? Most people assume that who's saying Hashem Hashem Karachum V'chanun? Most people think it's Moshe Rabbeinu. That's not Shat Chumash at all. I don't think any parshan says that. Why? Look where it all begins. Go back to what we learn every Shabbat Kol HaMoed. Or Shabbat Kol HaMoed. Rav Yoel is very angry when people say Shabbat Kol HaMoed. You ever get that, sir? That's an oxymoron. That's a real one. The Shabbat Kol HaMoed, there's no Shabbat Kol HaMoed. Shabbat is a call. Shabbat is Shabbat. It's Shabbat Shiv HaMoed. But when you say, one time I said it, like he jumped on me. Maybe he got really angry at me. But you understand? It's Shabbat Shiv HaMoed. There's no thing as Shabbat Kol. Shabbat Kol. Shabbat Shiv HaMoed. Anyway, what do we read, remember? We start from Pasuk Yudbet, don't we? In Lamed Gimel Yudbet, most famous Tila, where he gives it to God.
Remember?
Ray, it looks like, you know, what do you mean you're not coming with us? Remember the guy says, I'm not coming with you because of Chetego? Remember the guy says, my screen is coming with you? And then he says, look, you know, you told me then, look to your nation, and then he's granting me, Imen Panecha, okay? God says, I'll go with you. God says, no, if you don't come with all of us, we're not moving. Moses is demanding that God comes with us. Remember that whole story? But God saying, I'm not coming with you, and Moses, you have to come with us, we're your nation. Okay? Okay. Yeah. What does God answer? What does God answer in Pasuk Yitzayim? What's God answer? I'm giving it. What's God answer? I'm giving it. I'm coming. I'm coming. I'm not forgiving. No. What's Moshe want to know now? Vayomar. Hareini. Remember that word? Hareini nat pudecha. What's Moshe asking for? He's asking him to show something. Remember what the Gemara says? Herelo kodesh borbo. Moshe is asking to be taught something. To see something. To understand something. Alright, remember God, the word Re'eh, it could be Lamaka. Remember Re'eh Tal Merilai, Re'eh Yit Amazeh? Harini na et fudecha. What's God answer? What do you mean? Ani adir kol tibi apanecha, whatever it means. God's gonna tap over Moshe. The Kalati, who's gonna call out? God. God's going to declare something. It's not Kalati b'shem Hashem. It's the Kalati b'shem Hashem l'panecha. God's going to call out his name. His two attributes. B'shem Yitzkevavke l'panecha. Right. And after doing that, what will I do? Right? Yeah. Ebenezer makes a big deal about it. If you want to see it inside Ebenezer, what you're saying, Ebenezer has it. Like he goes like. He makes a difference between Avram calling B'Shem Hashem, which is man calling out to God or about God, as opposed to God calling. It's the Trump proves it. Yeah.
Trump is different. And Trump is different.
Yeah. Thing. But look at Ebenezer there. I want to get take too much time on this. But what you say, then he says, I'm going to forgive. He calls out God's name and says, I'm going to forgive. Moshe is asking to be taught, and God explains it, here's how I'm going to forgive you. And then he says, Lo tuchal lirot panai. Right? How can you not see God? What do you have to do? If you're not supposed to see God, what do you have to do? You have to cover yourself. And then what's God say? Very much in the name of committee. After that, you can't look at me. Here's a place where I put you in the Vinny Carter door. But yeah, but what for me, when I pass by you, I'm going to cover you over, right? But after you come back, I'm going to cover you over. What's the guy going to do? The guy's going to take his hand, right, and cover Moses so they can't see him. But the Kuti can't be like an over. But the Kuti can't be like an over. But the that's what God's promising. When did this become official? Which I found out with. God says, let's redo. Let's redo the Ten Commandments. Remember? And the Ten Commandments are exactly the same. Remember? The word for word, the same thing with all the Midot Hadin. We did that share once, I'm sure.
You quoted yesterday, that's what they gave the share.
What?
They gave the share yesterday.
Oh, okay. they did all things. And then this is the First Amendment, together with the same Ten Commandments, with Kel Kanaf, Poked Avon. And all that, the Sonai, and the Chesed, and the Avai, and the Yimekah, comes now, the First Amendment, that even though it's written, Amin, you should know, Torah Shabbat, there's room for protection. Not automatic, but there's a possibility of Rachamim. And then, most what happens, Moshe goes up, he puts on the Luchot, and then, Ve'er Hashem Ba'anan. Some of us think that Anan is the Hitate. God comes down and covers himself as well, like they say the most sound. Vayikra b'shem Hashem, then Vayavo Hashem al-Panav is the fulfillment of what pasuk? Vayavo Hashem al-Panav Vayikra, what's God fulfilling? What did God say? Ani avir kol tibi al-Panecha, v'krati b'shem Hashem al-Panecha. You understand? That's what God promised. Therefore, Vayavo Hashem al-Panav Vayikra is talking about God. And God is calling out, Yudim u'midot. So what happens? Moses asks to be taught the ways of God, how he forgives. And what does God do? He shows God. Yeah, but God shows him, but God, Moshe can't see him, right? Moshe has to, this idea of being covered over so you can't see God. Beneath the faith, Kishra has to be born, right? And God shows Moshe Rabbeinu how to daven to get Rachamim Mechanina. Right? So the Mikras Kasu that the Gemara that Rabbi Yochanan is talking about in the Gemara is not the pasuk he quotes. The pasuk he's quoting is the fulfillment of the details, which Rav Nachman Peretz Lamed Gimel. Chazal do that all the time. They quote one pasuk and they're referring to, they're assuming the reader put the two together. So at Marvay, just notice, I noticed that Rashi actually alludes to some of that in Peretz Lamed Gimel. The drosh of Rabbi Yochanan, he mentioned in the Pirush of Lamed Gimel on the Sukkim of Ani Avir Kutubi Al-Panecha. You see that inside. But I was wondering if anyone ever noticed that before. But everyone's done that Gemara, right? So maybe Kakatoo? And then, but it's not written anywhere. But it's written beforehand in Mechon Tumah. Okay, that was the special thing. That was just a song. You need to another file on this one? Oh, you just didn't cut it then. Okay, now. I hope we don't miss that. What's the title? Is there an official title? Right and, I used the rights and wrongs? Yeah, that was just fun. Right? A right, it's a biblical connection between right, R-I-T-E, and wrong. What's the idea? As you have Kippur, we have this problem of, we do this ritual called Kapara. A Kapara ritual, or called atonement ritual if you're talking fancy. And the whole idea that you can throw some blood and say some magic words and things like that, that you get atonement, that's not Judaism, is it? And that maybe, it's mysticism maybe. Yeah? But it's not, it might be Yiddishkeit, but it's not Judaism. It's not... What's going on? Hello? No. There's all kinds of kapara, which I don't want to spend too much time on the word kapara. But to try to understand how kapara works, in Sefer Vayikra, which the word kapara is everywhere, right? Kapara and Vayikra is like one of the things. All the korbanot chova. The kipar alav, the chaper alav, what's it say there? After every korban chatat. What's the bakor? Every korban chatat. Every korban chova. Where's the bakor? No bakor today? No, to look it up. So I'm trying to give you a short one time about kapara, meaning a protective cover, protecting from punishment you might be deserving of. But to appreciate kapara, I'm sure we did that, didn't we? That's like an old one. But to appreciate kapara in Vayikra, I want to see what it got. Joking around, I want to go from T to D. If you understand what I'm talking about. I want to go from Vayikra to Dvarim. And based on Kapara and Dvarim, I want to try to understand Kapara and I'm going against the Bible critics, don't worry. I want to show it wrong. There's a concept, there's only one story of Kapara in Sefer Dvarim. Except besides the Chiperad Motoa Mo at the end of Shira Tazino, which is a complicated pasuk. But there's only one story, there's one time where there's a kapara ritual in Sefer Dvarim, and that's what kapara it's Egla Rufa, right? So we're gonna study Egla Rufa tonight. A nice Shira Chomesh. But the goal is to understand what this ritual is doing there. Now, why does it make sense, those who know Sefer Dvarim, why does it make sense that I wouldn't find kapara rituals in Sefer Dvarim? What's the tone? What type of laws do we find in Sefer Dvarim? You know there's a book, it's a speech. It's a speech of... not just social laws. we're establishing a nation representing God. I need a national center. Hamakom HaShem Yivchar Hashem, where people gather for holidays. I need national leadership and how they have to act. Parshat HaMelech. I need Shoftim V'Shotrim. I need a judicial system. And Tzedek Tzedek. I need how to go to war. How my army should go to war. When we go to war. Who goes to war? Yeah, Parshat Shoftim. I need marriage laws, divorce laws. Who you can marry, who can't marry, like in a society sense. And you can't bring back a grushal, all of those things. The things that ruin a society. Yibum. Marketplace laws. Leket, shikha, peya. He even got Amalek inside there. And then, the sort of finale is Bikurim. But the idea is, I have a whole set of laws of how Am Yisrael becomes a nation representing God. Just like in Parshat Kofim, individual representing God, individual behavior, Sefer Dvarim, national behavior. I said that was that's pretty much a given. Yeah. Therefore, we don't find, we have a whole book about ritual, Vayikra. But what's it doing? Why do they have a kapara ritual in Dvarim? Okay. Got the idea? No. Everyone knows it's chukim and mishpatim. What's a chok? No explanation. A mishpat? Yeah, we'll discuss that later on. But the standard line is, a law that doesn't make sense is a chok, a law that makes sense is a mishpat. We're going to deal with that later on. But if you had to take Eglon, everyone knows what Eglon Rufa was? The story, you find a dead body, you know what happens, so you take this animal, you break its neck in the back, right, from the back, and then the elders of the city wash their hands, right, and they say, we didn't do it, right, and then, v'nechapeh le'madam, and we're clean. Now, does that sound like chok or mishpat? If you had to categorize that. Yeah. Why is it like chok? That doesn't make any sense. But what's the poor cow have to do with any of this? And why from the back and things like that? So, is there any logic to the whole thing? What's the problem? Take a look. Look at Perach Apala. Actually, I'll give a source sheet already. Take it off. I'd rather see the talk inside, but take put your faces around. So don't look ahead. It should be plenty. So look at the first pasuk and prove to me that this is a homicide and not a death. Okay? Ki matay chalav adama asher Hashem elokecha noten lecha l'rishta v'nafel b'sadeh v'lo nada me'ikal. Okay? What's the proof that this is a homicide and not a death? V'lo nada me'ikal. What is that? And also the word chalav. Okay? Someone was murdered. Not someone died. Someone was murdered. What do we do? Yatzuz kenecha v'shoftecha u'maradu alalim asher shvota chalav. You measure and find which city is closest. By yeah, Asher Akrova Lechalal, the Chutzik Nea Yer, he is a Klad Bakar, Asher Luvad Vasher Lo Mashtav O. They go to the local coil of the cows. Why is it a coil of? You got that? What? They're not working. I have to be careful. Okay. You go to the local, you take an Egla, we never work. Before, it's like Paradum. It's very similar to Paradum, isn't it? And Barita Zigna Yeah Yeah Taklav Nachalaitan Asherlu Avshir Lo Yaved Bo Lo Yizareh. Okay, Barku Shavet Taklav Nachal. You go to a Nachalaitan, which means what? A tan is strong Nachal. Strong because it has a lot of water, because it has no water. Okay. It depends on the seifa. Asherlu Lo Yaved Lo Yizareh. A place that's not where it's not work. Like it's almost the opposite of the. Or parallel to the Agla. Is this phrase describing what the Nachal is or what the Nachal will be? You understand? Right. Are we describing what a Nachal Eitan is? A place that's so dry and harsh and hard that you can't grow anything there? Or is this a Nachal Eitan which is full of water, a strong Eitan, but after you do this, what's going to happen? Because you've done Egal Ruf here, from now on, you won't be able to work the field anymore. Machloke Parshanim, Pasuk 1. If that's so important for today, sure, we'll relate to it later on. Today, we nikshu ha-kohanim b'nei Levi, kibam b'chah Hashem l'shartol, l'vareich b'shem Hashem, apim yakoriv, the kohanim come, they're the representative of God, they give blessings, etc., and we're all set. Now, start from Pasuk Vav, I want to do a little targil, but then you're in school again. Okay? Starting from Pasuk Vav, pretend you have to punctuate from Vav to the end, from Vav to Pasuk Tet. And you have to put in quotation marks. Understand my question? Okay. Where would you start the quotation mark? The people are speaking here, right? There's a declaration. What would be your opening quotation mark? And where would you close the quotation mark? Okay, wait. Okay. Where do you start it? That's easy. Wait. After Yanu V'Yamru. Yanu V'Yamru, Yadenu is the first word. Now, don't blurt out the answer, but I want to take nominees of where you would put the closing quotation mark. Okay? Take a look at the Pesukim. Remember, pretend you're working, you have to do the, you're working for Astro, and you have to do the translation. Okay? Okay? Where would you close the quotation mark? And when you have an answer, when you have a nominee, just raise a hand. Okay. ever do this trick with you guys yet? I do this in class. For see, in case any of you are teachers, it's a great thing. You know what happens in class when one or two people control the whole class? No, there was a, and everyone does it. No one even bothers to think because they know someone else is going to give the answer. So you say no one gives the answer. When someone has a reason, I mean an answer, yes, raise your hand. And then you take nominees' answers, and then you test the answers. That way everyone stays involved. It's a good, yeah. Okay, nominee?
After
the Nechaper Madam, at the end of Pasachet. Okay, nominee number one, at the end of Pasachet. Okay, nominee number two?
I think you
hear about. In the middle of Pasachet, at 8:45. Where? Oh, all the way at the end? Oh, because in the middle of Pasuk 10, in 9:30.
Yeah.
Okay, wait a second. So I have, at the end of Pasuk 8, and I have 9:30. Wait. Two nominees. Nominee number three? That's it? Yes. Okay. And then the Loro, at the end of Pasuk 9. Three nominees, okay? Okay. Another one, where?
8:45,
the Caravan, 8:45. Okay. So I have, how many, any other nominees? What? Lechaper lahem adam?
Stop.
Oh, lechaper lahem, that's 9 and 8 and 9, 10. Okay. 8.9, okay. So I have the end of 7, I have 8 3/4, 8 and 9, 10, the end of 8, okay, and the middle of 9, 9 and a half.
And the end of
9, okay. Now we got a lot of possibilities, right? That's it? You give me Pashanim? You're getting Pashim on it? Oh, we're going to talk to them. Now, why is this in Sota, by the way? Why is this in the Tekken Sota? All the things you say in public, all the public decorations are always in Sota. In Sota, you have all the official Nusa. Now, okay, so let's take a vote, okay? Who's voting for the end of 7? Oh, one. Okay. Who nominated that again? Who's nominated, okay? So it looks like that's the Palin, oh no, that's the Palin Club, okay. That's the, okay, about 5 or 6, that's not bad. But you added there also, okay. That's 7. Who says 8 3/4? That's, the Kevam Chai Yisrael. That's Ganaminion, okay. Who says 8 9/10? That was 2, okay. Who says at the end of 8? 4 5. And who said the end of 9? The end of 9 and the middle of 9. Okay, there's a lot of, see how complicated it is? Okay. Now, okay. Let's figure out the logic. Listen, the phrase that's most complicated is what you mentioned, v'nekafe le'madam. What's that mean? Okay. The binyan in Hebrew is very complicated. Ebenezer has trouble with it. Okay. Now, does it make sense that someone's saying that or not? What's it mean, v'nekafe le'madam? So we have to read. To understand that pasuk, we have to read. We have to go back to the end of Matzah. Remember, Parshat Matzah, you have Aremi Klatz, the laws of Goel, the Roseach, the whole thing, Aremi Klatz, and Shogeg Mezid. All parak about Goel Adam. Look at the next source on the source sheet. If you can look in the real Chumash, look at the end of parak Lamed Hey. See Lamed Aleph, pasuk Lamed, Bamidbar Lamed Hey, the end of Parshat Matzah. A parak before the end of Masay. The end of parak Lamed Hey, and the end of Sefer Bamidbar. After all the laws of our Mikla, Pasuk Lamed Aleph. B'lo tikhu chos for the nefesh roseah, asheru rasha lamud, kimot yamud. Okay? There's a whole law, 2 psukim, don't take ransom money. Why is that called ransom money, chofer nefesh? Because the person deserves to die, and that money is going to protect them from a death punishment. Al tikhu chos for the nefesh roseah, asheru rasha lamud, kimot yamud. Those words called there, it's so cool. And then Pasuk Lamed Bet is the same thing, also. No. Pasuk Lamed Gimel. V'lo tachnifu et ha'aretz, asha semba. What that mean? Don't, but tachnifu. You know what a chanfan is? What? A platter over here means to pollute. Okay, no. Don't pollute the land. How does it mean the same thing? It's so neat, you know? You know what real chanifa is? It's here it means like to pollute. Don't pollute the land. Asha semba. Okay. What happened? Innocent blood. Blood being spilled will pollute the land. Listen carefully. Right? If there's a homicide, if innocent blood was spilled, the only way you're going to stop that blood from bubbling over is by what? I need the blood of the murderer. Remember in the keynote of Zechariah's blood. Remember Zechariah? You know that what Zechariah is talking about? Zechariah in the time of Yoash and Amatiah. Remember when they killed the Navi for giving them rebuke. It's not Zechariah by Cheney. It's Zechariah by Rishon. And it didn't stop bubbling until that led to the Korban Levet HaMikdash. That the Cheskel, you know, Cheskel Chafet. Ir Shofech Edam. He gives it to him. He calls it city. And city is Shfichu Damin. We'll turn to that later on. So what's he saying? What's it seem to say? That, what's this passage saying? If blood was spilled, there's this, I'll call it evil spirits for the fun of it. The evil spirits in this blood are bubbling over. And how am I going to quell those evil spirits? I need the blood of the murderer. I need Badam Sokho, which makes sense. Mystically, even a shot. No. Next line. Pay attention. But, where are we? Okay. Asher atem yosvim ba. So what? Don't defile the land that you're living in. Asher ani shochein b'tocha. Ki ani Hashem shochein b'toch b'nei Yisrael. What's going on? Where does this law apply to? All land of Israel. Why? This is the land that you're living in, and the land that I'm living in. The Shechinah. The Shechinah. And therefore, don't do that because I'm living in your midst. The reason why we have this law that we can't have innocent blood being spilled is because you're a nation representing us. That's real Vayikra. That's the simple Kurdish Vayikra. That's Vayikra of logic and not Vayikra of that's Vayikra of Yusha, not of superstition. The goal of this year is to understand how Kapara works. And what's this idea of Kapara? How can something voodoo kind of thing, how does it really work? I'm trying to build that up now. No. This idea, I can understand it like voodoo or rich Yavala, like something mystic. There's this bubbling blood. I gotta quell it. And the real way to quell it is with the blood of the murderer. And now, in our parsha, what's the problem? I have a homicide, and I got this blood about to get back at us. Thank you, note. We don't know who did it, but I need blood. You got it? I don't have the murderer's blood. I wish I had. I don't have it. I need a placebo, I need a substitute, don't I? So what do we do? So, we're not going to kill another human, right? Okay, so what do we do instead? We'll take a korban, we'll take an animal, and we'll use its blood instead. Got it? Now, that seems to be even a chater of Adam. If once I've done this, okay, looking at Ben Ezra, sort of a, by doing this, we'll achieve kapara for the Adam. When you read the pasuk in Bamidbar, the one in Dvarim makes sense now, doesn't it? Okay. Ba'aretz lo yechupar l'adam asher shavar bo kim v'dam shofcho. And therefore, v'nechaper l'adam. What have I achieved? Okay. I've got kapara now for the dam. Now the dam will be quiet. Okay? Therefore, who's speaking there? That seems to be Chumash speaking. Almost all the parshanim ended, most of the parshanim paskin 8 3/4. Almost all of them. But the chaper l'adam is chumash speaking. Again, Ibn Ezra proves it. He says there should be a tav there. It's without grammar, we'll bore us all together. But, yeah, that's the big thing I was going to get to. Asher, what do they say? In pasuk chaper l'am chayisah shepadita atitei dam araki bekev am chay Yisrael, and then v'nas lahem v'chaper lahem adam. Instead of chaper lanu adam, they should say. But that's sort of us. But Lahem, what?
Well,
yeah. But Lahem is already, what's that? Second person, what's that called? Third person already.
They're still not taking responsibility.
What?
They're still not taking responsibility.
What did they say? We didn't do it.
Right.
Yeah. It sounds like they're not taking responsibility, right?
Right.
No. That's going to be our main thought. We're going to put all this together soon. Now, by the way, all the Parshanim, no one got the right, sort of, no one got the right answer. Right? All the Parshanim, say that there's two quotes. There's two quotation marks. You know why? Who's speaking in Pasuk Zayin? The elders. Right? What are the elders saying? How do we know what the elders saying? Yadeinu l'shufchot adam hazeh. Right? Why Yadeinu? What did they just do? They just washed their hands of Jewish guilt. They just washed their hands. Right? And now they say, Yadeinu. It's got to be the elders. Okay? But how about Pasachet? Who's speaking? Yeah. What's the logic? Give me two reasons in logic, in context. Why is the Kohanim speaking about the Chet? Two logical reasons why it has to be the Kohanim. What? First of all, it's Pasuk, look at Pasuk Vav. What are they doing there? What's the meaning Shua Kohanim? Okay? And the ones who God chose to do what? To bless the people and to teach them, etc. They're the rabbi, they're the priest, right? What are they doing there? They're coming down. The other proof is, Ba'anu v'yamru. What's Ba'anu v'yamru? That's responsive, isn't it? It's not v'yamru. What's Ba'anu v'yamru? I can be Korean. Ba'anu v'yamru, and also in the, understand? Therefore, all the parshanim, almost every single one, how they translate it, they say, this Kareem say, I think, look at Umklus. Somebody has Umklus with him? You have Umklus? Take Umklus there. I'm almost sure Umklus has it. Pretty sure he has it there. Yes, sir, Kanye, bro. Uncle puts it right in. If Uncle puts it there, it's like, yeah, almost, it's hard for a Parshan to argue with something like that. Right? Got it? So therefore, does Kareem say, Kaper? I mean, does Kareem say, Gadenu? And the Kohanim say, Kaper. Right. Now we start the share. There's two sets of quotes.
So the first one ended at the end of the
last one was the, who said Pasuk Zayin? That was the, and let's see, because the ladies come. Okay. That's everyone first in Zion. The second one ends in eight and three quarters, like somebody said. And the last line of the Chaper Lam Zion is really difficult to understand. That's why it makes sense for some people to say the end of eight. Now, once the last part of Chet is Chumash speaking, actually most of it is speaking, then that solves the problem of Pasuk Tet. Because Pasuk Tet can sound like you're speaking as well. But look at Pasuk Tet, now we're going to take a vote. Before we translate this, I want to take a vote. Is this Pasuk a summary, or is this Pasuk something, an add-on? You understand my question? Pasuk Tet, stand in school again. And Pasuk Tet, is Pasuk Tet an add-on or a summary? What? Okay, who said summary? Right, one, two, three, four, halfway. Who said add-on? And the rest of you need more time. Okay. Now look carefully. Okay. What? No. Okay. Now, let's hear a... Yeah?
You're reading Zion, Yanubi Amru Yodenu Ashoku.
That's his Canaan.
And the Kaper Lam for Israel.
It's Kahana. It's the Kahana. Yeah. And that's what Targum Unklus does, and every Ramban, almost all the Parshanim. Rabbi Kaplan translation has it also. I'm surprised that the art school didn't do it right. They just have one set of quotes. They have it, we're at 8 3/4, they don't have the two sets of quotes. Ari Kaplan's going to have it. But listen, if Ted is a summary, how would you translate it? Translate it to me in English, if nine is a summary. Remember? Pasuk Tet is either a summary or an add-on. If it's a summary, how would you translate Vatat V'Adam Anaki B'Kibracha K'itaseh Yashab Ben Yashem? Thus you will have done what? You have gotten rid of this evil blood from your midst when you do a Yashab Ben Yashem. And what's a Yashab Ben Yashem?
The ceremony,
right? What God commanded you, so the above is Yashab Ben Yashem, which happens a lot in Sefer Dvarim. Right? What God commanded you is the Yashab Ben Yashem. If you do a Yashab Ben Yashem, this ceremony, then what we have done, you've gotten rid of the Dam Naki and solved the problem of Parshat Maaseh, right? I solved the Dam Naki v'Kibrecha. It's a summary, right? Who's got an English translation? Okay, I want JPS. Who's got JPS? Anybody? Oh, yes, okay. Let's listen to JPS, loud and clear. First word, what word, like, was it okay? The first word?
Thus.
Got it? You came on your own. You can work with JPS, yeah.
From your bits, guilty for the blood of the innocent, for you will be doing what is right.
Beyond a shadow of a doubt, JPS says it's a summary, right? That what you've done is what's right in the land of the Lord by doing the ceremony, and thus you've accomplished, you solved the bubbling blood. Okay, Jerusalem Bible. What's it say?
So shall you put away the innocent blood from among you when you shall do that which is right in the sight of the Lord.
Well, that's a little tricky already, right? Add a couple more words in there and then you can read either way again. I mean, They're trying to keep, what happens there, they're keeping the biblical ambiguity and they're moving it to English.
Right?
JPS will never do that. JPS, when they translate, the pasuk has to make sense, even if they add or take off a word. The pasuk's got to make sense so you can read it in English without even looking at the Hebrew. Right? Yeah. Oh, no, I think it's a newer one. Yeah. They just add the TH as the word in the
1970s. No.
That's it. It's a little more readable. Now, in the Jerusalem Bible, they try to translate as exact as possible, even though it doesn't make sense. Now, you can go with that either way. So that, like the first part sounds like it's a summary. Yeah. Okay. Restate again, so?
So shalt thou put away the innocent blood from among you.
Sounds like it's a summary by doing this.
When thou shalt do that, which is right in the text.
When you do, okay, that can be a summary. Pretty much the same thing. Rabbi Scroll.
Is that Rabbi?
Yeah. Listen carefully.
But you shall remove the innocent blood from your midst when you do what is upright as
the unless you read Rashi. Art scroll, when there's something ambiguous, Rashi. Because all the time. What? Yeah. What? Say it again. I'll read carefully. But
you shall remove the innocent blood.
That's a command. That's not an add-on. That's a command. But you shall remove the innocent blood. That's a command.
When you do what is upright in the eyes of
God. And what is that? Look at Rashi. What's Rashi say? Read Rashi there. But that's Rashi, don't you?
Yeah, I have Rashi.
That's Rashi there?
That's Rashi there. That's
Rashi
there.
That's Rashi there.
That's Rashi
there. That's Rashi there. Even though you've done this whole ritual, and I say case is closed, what do you still need to do? You must continue to look for the murderer, and that's the Yashar Ben. What's the Yashar Ben Hashem? Not doing the ceremony, but looking for the murderer. Got it? According to Rashi, it's an add-on. That's why it's must. Got that? We read this 2 weeks ago. You know? That's true. See, that's true. If it was Rishon, you would know it. Now, it's a beautiful focus. When you teach Parshanut, it's a great class for Parshanut. If you're teaching Parshanut, it's got everything you're looking for in Parshanut. So according to Rashi, it's an additional commandment. It's a commandment to look for the murderer. And what's the Yashar Ben Hashem? Finding justice, like Parshat Matzei. No, I have to make sure to find the murderer. What's the problem according to Rashi? Yeah. What did I gain? Before we did this ceremony, what happened? We had to look for the murder. Now that we did the ceremony, we still need to look for the murder. So what do we gain? No. What? Now we have a problem. Why? Now there's a redundancy. What's the redundancy? If we understand this as a summary, according to Rashi, we have a problem because what do we gain? Okay. According to, if it's a summary, what's the problem? What's redundant? What's redundant if it's a summary? What? What pasuk already told us? What pasuk already summarized this for us?
With
the chaper l'madam. What do I understand with the chaper l'madam? The way Ibn Ezra does. It's over. It's covered. So why do I need again? Why do we need another summary? Say, oh. By doing that. What do you gain? Okay, so it's a summary. Yeah.
One can be for Bnei Israel, one can be for God. In other words, if it's Bnei Israel that are living with God amongst them.
Yeah. So now what? Now?
One is what the kapara for Bnei Israel, but then because it's Eretz Yisrael, because God is Shechem.
So you'll get rid of the Navi, you'll get rid of the Dam Naki from the land. One is from the land, one's from the people.
Right.
That's right, that could be. Because remember the Dam, the land, that's the Chiper Ad Moto Amo at the end of Hazinu. Some people understand that way. That, you know that pasuk? That's the last line of Shir Tazino. So Kiper Moto Amo, we quote it in Avarachim, don't we? Okay. Is it V'Kiper Ad Moto Amo, or is it V'Kiper Ad Moto Amo? Look at the parsha in there. Every parsha has something else there. That's a really complicated pasuk. And you have to add a word or not, but it relates to this. Now, I want.
The redeeming is not so bad, but so many times King have been repeated again and again.
Yeah.
Here you have three words that are summarized the event of the Narukba. Is there another pasuk that summarizes other verses?
Like a super summary. Okay, yeah.
So it's not so bad.
It's not so bad, you're right. It's not so bad unless we have a much better, unless there's a better way to interpret it. Because we're going to, exactly what you said, is that what we're going to do. But many times, Sefer Dvarim gives you little summaries. Okay? But, and this can be one of them, but it's going to have a totally different function. Yeah?
You differentiate Rashi's motivation being he doesn't like the redundancy, as opposed to he doesn't like the idea of the ritual accomplishment of Kapara.
I like even better.
I think would be, what does he say? I don't know.
Yeah.
In all those places of the Ifra where you get
Kapara, yeah.
Or Kapara because of something the Kohen does, as opposed to
The
ability to get done.
Yeah. I think there's two things that bring Rashi Sefer to command. The Lashon is a command, isn't it? Batat v'damanaki, that's a command. It sounds like a command, isn't it? Who's speaking about like that? Moshe Rabbeinu to the people. Chumash is speaking to the room, but Moshe Rabbeinu is in the street speaking to the people and telling them, you must get rid of the damanaki mikabecha. But the problem is, what's a yashav v'ni Hashem? That's what's complicated. Okay. And that's to be the rest of the shir. When Chumash says to do a Yashar B'nei Hashem, what is that? Is Yashar B'nei Hashem equal to what God commanded you? Or something in addition? That's fine to murder, but that's also a command. But is that something in addition, or that's another law?
Because those who were present, they are all...
They're in it. They said they're innocent.
Yeah.
So we have to look for somebody else. Yeah. Look the page over. And look at the parshanim here. Look at the parshanim. Look at the Ebenezer. We'll start with Ebenezer. Vatat tved damanaki mikibecha. Tirusho ones damanaki. But is that summary? According to that, it's summary or something new? That's a summary. Ebenezer's first simple pshat is a summary. Oh yeah, damanaki. Bnei shomrim ata chayav ber shvichut adamim. Who's that? That's Rashi. That's the real Ebenezer. This is sharp. This is what you were talking about. This is D. This is Dvarim. Listen. Vanachom Beinai, Hu Asher Ishkarti, Ki Lo Yishafech Dam Naki Vastacha, or Vastacha, okay? Im Tatzah Yashav Bnei Hashem. What is that? What's Ebenezer saying? Okay? That's what I mentioned before. Okay? That blood will not be sold in your land, okay? If you would do Ayeshavim, Kesod, Tzchara v'ra v'ra v'tzchara mitzvah. Okay? Is that a summary?
No.
Is that another command?
It's a comment.
It's a, someone told me the word today. Something quell? A?
Sequel?
No, the opposite is sequel. Prequel. I learned that. That's a real word, isn't it? Okay. Prequel. Okay. I've never heard of it in my life, but how many people heard of prequel? Really? Oh, good.
It's a function of Hollywood.
Yeah, okay.
Where you have a movie, but then you want to do another movie in the series of not the movie.
Oh, it's okay. Yeah, okay. Yeah. The word I use for this is a shtuch. It's a much better word. A shtuch, isn't it? Yeah. It's like when you come back to the dentist, you have cavities, that if you brush your teeth, right, this wouldn't have happened in the first place, right? It's not a summary, according to Ebenezer. It's not an add-on. It's saying it's preventive medicine. Saying, had you been doing Yashav and Yashem, this wouldn't have happened. Now, what, in essence, what he's saying, okay, when there's a homicide in town, and we don't know who killed the guy, and we have no idea, we can't find him, that's a siman that something's rotten in Denmark. Understand? It's a siman. And who's responsible? Right? The lesson here, that's Sefer Dvarim. We're talking about establishing a nation representing God. It can't be that the nation of God, the nation representing God, that someone dies, big deal. There's a homicide and we don't know what happened? And we just let it go by? There has to be a public demonstration. I'll give you an example, for a minute, okay? Let's say, there's a hilltop caravan. You know the story, right? There's a caravan on the hilltop, right? And the government decides, we gotta take it down, to bring peace to the Middle East, we gotta take down that caravan on the hilltop, we know the svara, right? Now, people who understand much better than, government than anything, they know, especially young people, like 18-year-olds and stuff, what do they know? They know that if that caravan goes down, 2 weeks later, Tel Aviv's off the map, right? And therefore, what do? Mesilas Nefesh. This is an issue of national importance. Everyone gets an SMS. And what happens 10 minutes later? Everyone 18, right? Right? Every 18 or something like that with the Kippah Surga, 10,000 people there, and they can't take it down, right? Why does everyone come so quick? It could be because they're 18 and the boys and girls, but... but leave that aside. It could be why they're doing that, because this is what? This is their value. This is the most important thing. This is the future of Amish, which is big. Okay? I'll give a quick example. The city of Sodom had principles also, remember? No guests allowed. Remember she's at the Ramban? No guests allowed. Because if we let them in, one guy lets a guest, right? And with 3 weeks, we can't watch a football game Sunday afternoon. Everyone's going to be knocking on the doors. Gated community, right? No one in. No guests allowed. Okay? It makes sense. It's logical. How can we live a normal life if one person's allowed, it's going to set up a chain reaction. We got to stop it before it goes crazy. You have to be... That's me, that's dumb. Now, some newcomer, this guy, what did he do? He harbored a guest, didn't he? What happened right away? Everyone got an SMS. What did they say? Who came? Who came outside the house? Minarvata came. Kola ami kateh. The pasuk is madgish. It's emphasizing. The whole city is there. Knocking on the door, we want those guests. Machoket, what they wanted from the guest, that's Ramban Rashi, without the Arayah as part of it. But just, the way Ramban explains makes much more sense. They don't, no guests allowed. And that's why it's a public demonstration. This is terrible. You follow? Now, every community, every society had this principle. Now, we're a nation representing God. We have Shoftim v'Shotrim, right? That's the theme of this part of Sefer Dvarim. We're a nation representing God. We just finished Parshat Shoftim, didn't we? How to go to war, etc. There's so many people to go to war, people think, someone died, big deal. But when there's so many mitzvot about going to war and things like that, the blood is cheap. Right? What's happening here? If there's a homicide, right? Who's responsible? Right? The Kenim aren't saying they didn't kill him. Rashi says right away, for sure they didn't kill him. Someone had a havamina that the Kenim killed him? Right? The Kenim aren't speaking on behalf of themselves, they're speaking on behalf of the community.
It happened on our watch.
It did happen on our watch. Saying that you can't wash your hands of this. And it's not, the Kenim aren't saying we're not responsible, they're saying they are. I'll try to explain why. What are they saying? Right? If something like this happened, look in Rashi also, it says maybe we didn't feed something, maybe we were sleeping on the watch. Rashi brings that down. What's happening? If something like this, tragedy like this happens, this requires everyone coming. Who comes? The judges, the elders, the priests, all the community leaders, and everyone comes around probably and watches. We make a big deal about it. We have to make a big deal about it. Why? Because this can happen again. Now, what I have to make a bigadilla? What's it in Yiddish, right? Okay. I got to make a big deal about this. Now, Chumash doesn't say make a big deal about it. Chumash turns that big deal and turns it into ritual. So what I do? I need to do something symbolic. And what am I saying? I'm saying that there's community responsibility for what happened. I'll give two examples from Israel, from recently. You probably followed the news. It was a story about that the father of the mother who killed the 4-year-old kid, put in the suitcase and threw it through the body in the Yarkon. And then there were two other cases where 4-year-old kids were killed by their parents, drowned intentionally. No. The people who did that, terrible. The question that came up in the news all the time was, how responsible is a society for things like that happening? Right? Where are the social workers? Right? Where are the neighbors? Where's the education? You follow? So, for sure, no one killed them. But where's the communal response? If something like that happened, that's a siman, that's a sign that something's rotten in society. That's a sign something's wrong in the education system. Something's wrong. Right? Democrats, Republicans. An inner city crime, right? When a 16-year-old robs a store, right, with a gun and kills the store owner, who's to blame? Do you put him in jail for life, right? Or you put him through rehab and let him out 2 years later? You understand? Because who's to blame for the fact he did that? Is that society because the rich people are... Ask any Democrat and ask any Republican where to put him, right? Do I have America right, pretty much? Yeah. Okay. That's a real... What's... Here's being... Not Democratic, but... It's like the Democrats do. It's saying that there's responsibility of the communal, of the community leader. There's collective responsibility. And by doing the ceremony, we're saying we are responsible. If we're responsible, what do we need? What should happen if we're responsible? No, what should happen to us? If this is our fault, what should happen? We should be punished. The city should be punished. What do we need? Protection. Protection for punishment. How do you show God you're deserving of something? How do you show God you're not worthy? What? You deserve punishment. But I recognize I made a mistake, I did something wrong. I need to take it to a marriage relationship. Someone did something rotten to the spouse. Right? They know they did something. What do they have to do? You got to... Apology is never enough. What do you need? You need to buy something, right? Right? Now, if you buy something, right, but you don't really mean it, that's also not good. Right? But if you say it and you don't buy something, it's worse. Right? At least they get something out of it. You understand what I mean? I'm trying to... That's kapara. That's ritual. That's the purpose of ritual. Right? Ritual just being ritual, just being voodoo, that's not Judaism. Right? Just thinking about something, that's also not Judaism. You need some ceremonial act. That's the role of mitzvot. I'll show you this in the Rambam in a minute. But that's the role of mitzvot, where I need to do acts which are symbolic, but the acts that I do carry tremendous meaning. Now, I want to look at you guys take a guess. Right? This whole ceremony. Right? Who's going to do this with rational? Who's going to make? What parshan is going to say this is all rational? There's logic, everything happening. Who's going to say it's all mystical? Who's going to say it's all mystical? Ramban. Okay. But what's Ramban going to say? He's going to say it's voodoo. Right. What he's going to refer to paraduma, shrim shabeh. What do you expect? It's symbolic. It's symbolic. Right? I mean, it's symbolic mystical. Not that he's wrong, but there's. But he believes in the throat of Yeah, okay, exactly. You said it. No. Who's gonna say different? Rambam. Right? Rambam is classic. And you're right. Have you heard that already? No. Look at the, and source D. Look at the Rambam. Have Rambam source D on the 21? I just brought the Ramban that said that voted 7 and 8, two different quotes. Okay? If you don't include, that's fine. Okay. Binana Ripama Rabbi Abram. That's Ibn Ezra. Shashem tiba lasot kein ala era kova, kulolei shasu avera chodom ala lo nisamein shiareg adam bekarov mehem. Makshevet Hashem ukulei in case mehzbenu. Ibn Ezra is saying, the reason why the leaders have to do this, because they are responsible. You understand what he's saying? Okay. The city closest by is responsible, and that's why they have to bring that law, because if this wouldn't have happened, if they didn't do something wrong.
Well, why does that turn on whether you know who the murderer is or not?
What?
Okay. If you know who the murderer is, doesn't the community also bear responsibility?
The answer is Hashem Talui. Know that Hashem Talui? Know the problem of Hashem Talui? You say that in the Al-Khet, don't you? Okay. The Korban, if you don't know if you did an Avera, right? You're not sure if you did or not. The Korban is worse than if you know you did it. Because not knowing you did something wrong is worse than doing something wrong. Being totally unaware if I did something wrong? No. Maybe there's a murder. But someone dies and no one even knows what happened? Okay? That's more communal, you follow? It's not that the guy was a good crook, right? Okay? The picture here is people die, people get killed, and who cares? It doesn't bother anybody. That's what can't be. No. Then he goes to Rambam. Listen to Rambam. Rambam is great. Right out of CSI. You know CSI?
Yes.
There's only a case. There's a murder. I have to watch it for teaching. So I have a heads up. There's a murder, right? Scene number one. And there's always a suspect, right? Who's always... In any good murder, any sex case, it's always someone... Yeah, it's always them. It's always, that's never the first guy, that's for sure. But someone who knew the guy, someone part of the family, someone, usually someone nearby, someone who knew the suspect. Okay, usually not. Kia Tam, what's the reason for this whole ceremony? Hatam legalot et harotzeach ulevei adamo. The reason for the entire ceremony is going to be a catalyst to find the murderer. The goal isn't to get rid of the bubbling blood, according to the Rambam. That's not the Rambam. The goal is to find the murderer. And this is how he explains. Look what he does here. Okay. Most of the time, who's the murderer? Someone in the city, someone nearby. Therefore, the people nearby. When the Kenim go and measure, basically when everyone's talking about it, everyone's involved in it, when they found, hey, what happened? Hey, we've got to go buy this Agla. And this field's going to get ruined, remember? If it'll be ruined in the future, that field. That was the topic from before. Listen, I matgish it. Yerbub b'nei adam l'daber bo ulai galeh hadavah. That's the CSI. What'll happen? The more people talking about it, the more people you question, the more you get involved in saying, someone's going to talk. And the purpose of all these rituals, measuring, bringing, getting the glass, the skinny, the washing hands, the whole thing, I want this to be the talk of the town. If it's the talk of the town, there's a much better chance I'll get evidence. I need evidence. Someone saw something. Every detective show works that way. And in real life as well. And the whole purpose is to get the evidence. Got it? Beautiful Rambam. He's not saying he's totally wrong, Rambam, but he says there's still an element of chol. Now, what I'm saying, if it's symbolic, right? Why arifah? If this is community responsibility, okay, if the nation did something, if the community did something wrong, why arifah? You know what arifah is? Why breaking the back of the neck? Ring a bell?
I'm
sure. Cheta Elia. Communal responsibility. Remember, 3,000 perpetrators, everyone has to pay the price for it. The troublemakers, the whole story. Right? Are we a nation following God or not? We follow? What direction are we leading on? As someone tells us, can't change his ways, but we want to change our ways. To remind us, when I'm she'oref, that's, remember, where's that pasuk come? Re'iti et amazev le'en shorvu bata, hanichali v'yichar v'yivem v'chalem. She'oref means punishment is deserving. But the entire ceremony, and the leadership has to take responsibility. The entire ceremony is saying, if there is communal responsibility, and we're deserving of punishment, therefore the Kohanim come and say, we need atonement. We're saying out loud our community is responsible. And after we do this, then we have a committee. How can we stop it next time? Let's get better teachers. You follow? Let's do more. You see the path I'm trying to plow through? I'm trying to show you that in this kapara ritual, which sounds like voodoo ritual, there's logic, like the Rambam saying, but it's not just to find the murderer. Because to find the murder, when it's over, we have to find the murder. But when we learn, even if it never happened once in Jewish history, there's so much you learn in Machshava, in Jewish thought, that this is Judaism. Remember I thought it was supposed to, was the Kiddush guy? You see what you learn from there? The need not to say, I didn't do anything wrong. When something's wrong in the society, and there's a sign, something's happening, people have to wake up and realize something has to be done, and the leaders have to be at the front of it. And they have to take that responsibility, have to do something about it. And showing God with this ritual, it's symbolic, that we're deserving of punishment and begging God. Now, why would God give you kapara? If you're deserving of punishment, what reason can you think, what's the strategy in tefillah? If you're deserving of punishment, show God that what? That I recognize the problem, I see there's a problem, I'm doing something about it, we've taken note of it, and we're going to do better next time. And we're going to do something about it. Then, what will God say? Why should I punish them? They're in the right direction. That's what Kapara is about. And that's what Yom Kippur is about. Follow? Because what Yom Kippur... It's super symbolic. All the symbolism to Mamad Har Sinai, that's a whole shir. Of how the Mishkan is Mamad Har Sinai, and how... And the Kodesh Kodeshim is Eish on Har Sinai. Remember? And who can come close to that Eish? Remember, Keith? We're going to die if we can close to that. No, it's there for the coin. But on the one hand, we're striving to come as close as possible to God. That's the coin God going to Kodesh Kodeshim. But we're human, we sin. Well, Hashokhenitam betoch tumatam. What pasuk is that? The pasuk we call all the time. Hashokhenitam betoch tumatam. That's Yom Kippur. God's Shekhinah is with us, even though we're Tamei. What did we just read in the end of Bamidbar? Why do we need Ikra Rufa? You're living in a land, my presence is there. That can happen. A nation representing God can't live that way. It can't be. Something's wrong. And if God's kind of is with us, we have to be on our toes. What are we saying in Yom Kippur? We want, that's the whole story of Chet HaEgel, you can move it on. We're begging, we want God to be in our midst. We want to be His nation. But we recognize we're human, we make mistakes. What do we do in Yom Kippur? We show God that meet us at the day, what do we deserve? The first Sukkot. We deserve punishment. When we do something wrong, we deserve. What are we asking God? We don't want you to leave us. We want you to be with us. But I want to show you that I'm getting something I don't deserve. But I recognize my failings. I'll try better next time. I recognize I'm human, but it's not going to be a habit. I'm going to try to do better, and therefore give me another chance because I understand better. And if I do something wrong, forgive me, take them one at a time, number, mother, Rishon, etc. So that's the kapara side. Okay, so that's the whole, but you see that I'm trying to solve a problem, but trying to understand how kapara, even though it's ceremonial, okay, and ceremonial and doesn't really achieve anything in a rational sense, it's super rational because it deals with the core of the problem and it's something symbolic and people need that symbolism which will guide the way they think. Now, I'm going to show you all this in the Rambam, which is really neat. The Rambam, this rationalist, right? So look, I'm sorry. One other thing I didn't do. Look back to me. What did we say? Patek Ted again. Patek Vedam Anakimi Kebecha when? Kitate Yashar Ben Yashem. What's a Yashar Ben Yashem? Two possibilities. He's looking for the murder, or something more general, or the ceremony just did. Okay. Ramban has a totally different explanation of what Hayashar Ben Hashem is. So the first time he had Hayashar Ben Hashem is after Miriam. What's that? Miriam, Shiratayam. You know what I'm talking about? And Peshawar. We crossed the Red Sea and everyone's singing? Okay, yeah. Then we get to Mara. What's wrong? You know the story, don't you? Yeah. With Miriam singing?
Yeah.
Okay. But they were separate. Right afterwards they get to Mara. The joke is that all the troubles in the desert start with that. You know, it starts the first one and then all the troubles start. Okay. I'm just kidding. I'm just trying to keep you away. afterwards we get to Mara. Things aren't good. And we begin teaching laws. So remember, look in Pasuk Chavav there, on the bottom right on the page, on the first column. Vayomerim Shemot Yishma B'Kol Hashem Elohecha Vayashar B'Inav Taseh Vazantal Mitzvotav V'Shamat Et Chukav Chabach Hashem Mitzvah Nosim Elechi Yen Hashem Elohecha. Remember that one? That's classic, right? No. Is Yashar B'Inav Hashem equal to keeping the laws or in addition? It's not clear. Sefer Dvarim, again, I have to answer your question about the style of Sefer Dvarim. Before I continue. I want to go back. Remember the style of Sefer Dvarim? These one-line add-ons that you called prequels, what I call stuff. Okay? Yeah. They happen over and over again in Sefer Dvarim. Kishaber b'nega sarat. Remember? Kibbal as a sarat. Bishmor mod. Kosher yiru alechem kohanim. Followed by. Remember what God did to Miriam. Remember? Zuchar shar sam to Miriam. That's a shach at the end. Most partially mod. Isn't it? And what's the stuff? If you didn't speak kosher in the first place, you wouldn't get sarat. Remember all those laws? In the field, leave over, followed by Vitachata, Kebanita Mitzvah. Remember you were a slave in Egypt after Shavuot? Share your happiness and your wealth, but with the poor, remember? Remember you were a slave in Egypt? That's a big, you understand? Over and over again, you have these one-liners, which makes sense. Moshe Rabbeinu is giving a speech to the people. He's got his own one-liners. He's giving mussar left and right. So the laws are from God. The mussar, he's adding in. And therefore, consistently in Sefer Dvarim, I have these one-line add-ons, which you call little summaries, which, you're right, Sefer Dvarim does that all the time. But what are they? They're stuff that we learn from. You follow my... What you were saying. That's what I call B. As opposed to that. You follow? But why, you understand why it's so, you're building a society that's representing God. It makes so you don't need all that. There's a reason why there's a certain theme to the book. It's not a different author. It's a different theme, and the theme is consistent through the book. In Vayikra, it's about Kedusha. It's got its own theme. No. So now the question, now in Devarim, when we bring it up, on top left, on the first page. Lot and Asur Hashem Kasher Nisitam B'Matza, Shemorti Shmurun, Et Mitzvot Hashem Alechem, Et Otav Chukav Asher Tivach. What's that? Keep all of God's laws. This is right after Shema Yisrael. The first, right after Shema Yisrael, in Devarim and Teregvav, top left, Devarim and Teregvav, Pasuk Tetzvayim. Top left column on the page, on the first side of the page. Pasuk is that, Vasite Yashar Vato Ben Hashem, L'manitav L'chavata V'ashat Ha'aret Asher Hashem, Asher Nishba Hashem L'Avotecha. Now, is Vasite Yashar Vato Hashem equal to Pasuk Yizayin? What's Ha'yashar Vato Ben Hashem doing? Mitzvotav Chukratav V'edotav etc. Or is it something in addition? What do you say? Okay. If it's the same thing, why the repetition? And let's tell you that's what God wants. If it's an addition, I got a bigger problem. Yeah, you're 10 seconds ahead of the game. Okay. That's Rashi on the spot. If it's an addition, what's the problem?
Might be the addition now.
If Hayashav Hashem is what God commanded, how do I know what's Hayashav Hashem? What God commanded. If Hayashav Hashem is not what God commanded, then how do I know what to do? How do I know what's Hayashav Hashem? I can read his mind? You understand the problem? How can you command do what's Yashar B'nai Hashem if I don't know what that is? How do I know what's Yashar B'nai Hashem? Good question. Now you're ready for Ramban. One of the most important Rambans in Chumash. Ramban right there, on G. Vasita Yashar B'tov B'nai Hashem, see that? Right there? Yomar Shishmu Mitzvot Hashem She'elotav Hukav Kavim B'Hashem Lassot Atov Yashar. He says first, simple Pshad is it's equal. But have Kavodah to do it because God wants it. L'man Yitav L'cha Avtacha V'chule. Have it, but Rabbeinu, have it? 2 lines down. Rabbeinu b'zeh midrash yafeh, but you said, right? Amru, zu pshara z'yushut adin. What's the Yashar B'tov B'nai Hashem according to Chazal? Pshara, compromise, din, and b'pnim yushut adin, which means a little above and beyond the company. Listen to Ramban. B'chkabana b'zeh, you mean? What's the, God's intent in this? Ki mitchila amar shetishmor chukotav edotav asher tivach. Batzai Yomar, Gam Basher Lo Tzivach, Tein Datcha Lasot Atov Yashar Veinav. Is that it?
Okay.
Do what God commanded. How about what God didn't command? Right? No law book, they're trying very hard, but no law book can tell you what to do 24-7. Every shop gets more and more of them, right? Telling you how to... What? Ramban Mishit Atom. You'll see, you'll prove it in a minute. Listen.
I'm just right now.
What I call here, Rabban is saying you have to connect the dots. He's saying what? Okay. There's no way Chumash can tell you what to do 24-7. So what are you going to do? Chumash says, I'm going to give you dots on the graph. Remember in lab, how you do that? You get dots on the graph and you can chart the equation. God's going to give us charts on the graph, and I got to put two and two together. That's why I gave a Secha. No. Next is out. I'm sorry. Okay. Vegam Atay Yomar, Ki Basher Lo Tziva, Tein datcha lasot atov yashar b'nav, ki hu ohev atov yashar. Now, how do I know what that is? V'zein yan gadol, ki lefi shi efshar laskev etor akoha en agot adam in shchina v'reyav, v'chom atov v'atanov v'tikunei yeshuv v'mdinat chulam. You can't give a law book, a guide, that'll tell you what to do 24-7. Therefore, avo afrei shizkim em harbei. After God gives you dots on the graph, and look where they're all from. To go. Lo terech lachir v'amecha. We don't pass in that way. Lo tikom v'lo titor. Right? That for sure we don't pass in that way. You know what that is? Remember? If you didn't help me, so I'm not going to help you. Even worse. Even though you didn't help me, I'm going to help you anyhow. Saying that, he serves your right now. Where are they all from? From Toshim to you. What's the famous Ramban and Toshim to you? Never Toshim, that's all right. Ramban is she's a Torah, right? Perfect. Thanks. Toshim to you is a way of life. What book is that in? That's the real thing, okay? Yeah. The Kavanot is simply it's a reminder, right? To remember that you're Kadosh, you need reminders of our Sinai. You need reminders that Hashem is Shochev B'tocha. You need that wedding ring, you follow? You need the reminder of your commitment. Without ritual, you have nothing. So you can't dump it out, right? Now, if you think God's a vending machine, you're in trouble. Toshim too has to be invited. You understand why it's got to be in Vayikra? Vayikra is about all the ritual, but without, it's got smack in the, not only in the book, it's chiastically smack in the middle. Everything, there's chiasm all around it. It's the highlight of the book. It's so, when you understand its structure, it's like, right on the mark. Right? When you get Toshim to you right, everyone will call you a Tam V'Yashar. That's the idea? Understand Ramban? Now, based on that Ramban, Ebenezer makes perfect sense. But how are you going to grip Dama Nakim Yikibecha? If you're doing a Yashar Ben Yashem, which is what? Not what I commanded you. If you were sitting, things like this won't happen. And so when that happens, it's a siman that the community's got to do something. We need a communal gathering. Something's got to happen. So it becomes a ceremony. It sounds like ritual, but behind that ritual is pure rationale. Now I want to end this year with the Rambam. The Rambam, this big rationalist, right, who thinks Korbanot, like, okay, has two books out of 14 on what topic? On Korbanot, right? Sefer Avodah and Sefer Korbanot. Avodah is how to work the Mikdash, Avodah is what Korbanot you bring. Now, what is the last halachot in Sefer Avodah? Anyone remember? Mila. What's the last halachot in Sefer Korbanot? That's the rougher one. Tamura. Okay, you know what Tamura is? It's really complicated. Tamura is when I say, what? That's not I say, this is going to be, I'm dedicating this laptop, okay, for a, you know, for a korban. I'm not meaning that, okay? That's terrible. Okay. Okay. Now, then I say, you know what? What do you call it? They say, that, now, I'm saying, no, that's a much nicer laptop. I'll give you that. Now, so someone says, you know, instead of this, take that instead. Now, Rambam explains, what's this whole logic? What's the Torah say? They both go to God. No switching. Now, the Rambam in Hilchot Tzemura explains, what's the logic? A person is going to say outwardly, you know, that's better for God. But why is he really doing it? He wants a baptized. two gigahertz, that's a one gig. You follow? So he's going to lie, he's going to fool himself. A best case scenario. Right? He's going to fool, you follow? And I dedicate something, and I change my mind and give something else instead. He goes up for an angry. He says, you better tell you that chomesh, and therefore, God says, don't even say it. You do it, you're stuck. No game. No shtikla. Right? He knows his nation. Yeah. He knows. So that's a chosmura. Now, if you want a trick in the Rambam, always read the end of his book. That's where all the juicy stuff is. That's where all the good stuff is. I mean, read only, but go to the last, in Yad HaChazakah, simply, if you want a crash course in Judaism on the good stuff, just read the last halachot in every book. That's where he says his best. You're not supposed to know that because you're supposed to read the whole thing. Now, Likal Yatzichot Mila. Ruhi Ladam, this is the rationalist. Ruhi Ladam Mitbunei B'Mishpitei HaTorah V'Aktusha V'Dat Sof Yinanam K'tikhocho. This is a chiyuv according to the Rambam to try as best as you can to understand the logic of all the laws of Chumash. Okay? V'Dabar Shulim Yimatei B'Otam. What's the good thing? If you don't find rationale of something, what do you do? You don't belittle the mitzvah. Oh, there's no meaning. So what do you say? Right? You can't find a reason for it. Don't belittle it. Instead, have total fear. He brings the example of don't get too close to our Sinai kind of thing. Says, be careful. I just skipped the best part of the quote. Okay. This is Harei Ne'amar, and he brings the Raya from Eva. There's redundancy. It says Shmirah and Asiyah. Right? Try to understand Asiyah mitzvot to do that. What's Shmirah? So it says Vamruch Hachamim detain Shmirah and Asiyah l'chukim kabishpatim. I need to do both l'chukim mishpatim, both Shmirah and Asiyah. Now, Asiyah yidua. What's Asiyah? Doing mitzvot. V'yishiyat ha'chukim. It's keeping the chukim. What's Shmirah? She's a herbahem, b'loi daber shem b'chutim min ha-mishpatim. You follow? How do you somber chukim? How do you keep chukim? You do them. How do you somber them? You respect them. And don't make fun of them. And don't paradum, you follow? Most of the chal, you follow? Don't belittle them just because they don't seem to have a reason. Don't be a rationalist. Everything has to make sense. Right? Now, look at the tightrope the Rambam's walking. He says, on the one hand, there's a chiyuv to the best of your ability to understand the logic of every law, and you have to look at even chukim, for sure chukim. And if you don't find a reason, it's you're to blame. But because you didn't find a reason, you understand the catch-22 he's putting everybody in? Be a rationalist, and this is, and then be irrational. Be a rationalist, and say, you don't understand something, say you're a dummy, and not God. Now, b'mishpatim heina mitzvot shetaman gului. He didn't say mishpat is something that makes sense, and the whole something doesn't make sense. He says they all make sense. A mishpat is something whose reason is obvious. Even if it wasn't the Torah, I would know it. Okay? V'tovat esitam b'olam hazeh yidua. Kigoli, surgetah, shvichut damim, kibud avim. You follow? No, that makes sense. And even without the Torah, I would have thought of them. Right? That's low, what do you call it? Lo tignov, lo tesach, lo tinaf. V'chukim, heina mitzvot she'ein taman yidua. He didn't say that they don't have logic. He says, there's no obvious reason. But what do we need to do? We have to find the reason. Amru chachamim, chukim shechakas lecha, en lecha rushut laharavahem. Yitzosh adam nechpo behem, v'umot ha'olam, v'shivim ha'em, someone everyone makes fun of, to go. Listen to his list of chukim. Yitzor basar v'chalav. Chazir. Yitzor chazir. Basar v'chalav. Shat neshe be in there. Okay? Egla rufa, paraduma, semishaleh. What do you add in? Egla rufa. Now, the source of this is Yom HaSamach Zayin Amid Bet. Yom HaSamach Zayin Amid Bet. In our gear, said the Gemara, there's no Egla Rufa. But there's other gear stuff that have it. There's different gear stuff that Egla Rufa is in the list. We look. What's really neat, the Rambam purposely puts Egla Rufa in. Why? Why wouldn't you have Egla Rufa? If the Chok is like what most people want, I think it's what Rashi implies, that the Chok is like, this makes sense at all. And there's no point to look for reason. Remember, there's a totally different Shita. What's the Shema Chukim? I don't understand. I do it because God commanded. It doesn't make any sense. I'm doing it because God said to do it, and therefore, the less sense it makes, the bigger scar you get. You follow? There's no way to understand it. The God's laws, I assume, like a good soldier, and that's it. Because Egel Rufa makes a little bit of sense, so it's not part of the Chukim. Rambam says, if it's classic Chok, why? There's no obvious reason, but when you look into it, there's tons of reason. Rambam, the Shisato. Now, I want to finish this here, how we end Sefer Korbanot. This is called Tzmura. I should record the whole thing. I have to get to the best part. B'cho elu advarim, all these laws of Korbanot. Kedei l'chof yitro l'tachem di'otav. Why bring all these Korbanot, Chatat, Olah, all these different things, all these laws? For what reason? L'chof yitro. Human beings have yitzar hara. And therefore, by doing these rituals, we're going to sort of tame ourselves and remind ourselves about our connection to God. Hey, look, that animal could have been me. He's got a heart. I got a heart. He's got lungs. I got one. Take a seat. Yeah, maybe I'm an animal. How am I different? Oh, I have Tzelem Elohim. It's the Sefer HaChinuch on Korbanot. Ulatakein Deotav, that's going to sort of guide his behavior. Deot is not just the way he thinks, it's the way he acts, his character. Berov Dinei Torah. Most of us have Torah. Einam Ela Etzot Mirachok Bigdo Haitza. Who's Gdo Haitza? Unfortunately, at the funeral we mentioned this, don't we? I thought it was wrong. Goitza, Rabbi Lila. Which member of the club? We say that at the end of the funeral, don't we? Goitza, Rabbi Lila. Don't we say that? I think that's when... There's something at the end. The very end. I think the Chazal Chedisha says it. Maybe it's... I think it's there. Okay, maybe I forgot it from somewhere.
Maybe it's not there anymore.
Okay, yeah. But anyway, Goitza is a great advisor. Who's that? Why is he called God the Great Advisor? Because what are his laws? Good, great advice. How come they're Yitzot Mirachok? How come they're from far away? Because God's above in heaven, you follow? It's so beautiful what he's writing, right? The laws of Torah are Yitzot Mirachok, advice from far away. From who? From the Great Advisor. The Takena De'ot. What does that mean? To fix our character. Every Chot De'ot. Why did you pick that word? Why liasher kol amasim? Asher ben asher. And that's how we end Sefer Korbanot. Understand? Okay. That's the Rambam, the rationalist. You follow? So what he's saying in all these rituals, there's logic. Now, and the purpose is to, and therefore by studying them, understanding them, by studying Seder Avodah, not saying it, studying it, etc., if I learn and understand what it's about, that can improve my behavior. So it's not voodoo at all. But I have to, if I'm not meticulous in the ritual, I'll never learn that lesson. And if you don't have that ritual, people, you can have these theoretical things that last a year, 5 years, 10 years, not thousands of generations. And therefore, without the ritual, without being meticulous and committed to them, without the rationale, it'll be Nababushu Satorah. And the combination between them, that's Yiddishkeit, or, okay, that's really Yiddishkeit, yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Troubled by is that the murderer is trying to bring a murderer to be more aware of what he's done.
No, but that's not for the murderer. It's for the community.
I understand.
Yeah. The murderer's not going to help him anymore.
No.
We're preventing it happening.
I thought I heard you say they're trying to.
No, I'm saying there's a daya earlier, and there's a daya that holds. There's a whole hakira. If this is symbolic, whose blood is this? Is this the dam of the rotech or the nisach? Yeah? You're saying, whose blood do we need? Do we need the blood of the murderer? Or is this the blood that we're spilling, figuratively, is this representing the person who got killed, or is it representing the person who killed? Is it depending on what I need the blood for? No, who's in the ceremony, whose blood do I need? Who's it representing? Right? In my opinion, it's the blood of the people. See, that's irrelevant. But I was just bringing a way, a classic way of understanding it. But I'm not going, my shirt in a different direction. It's for the community. It's an expression of community. And even if it never happened at Galrupa, like many laws of Sefer Dvarim, like Ben Sor Al-Moreh and Er Nidachat, how they're written, the fact they're in the Torah, we can learn tons from them, even though they never happened. In other words, they're not laws written so they should happen. It's a moral lesson that you learn from the laws. And that's what's so beautiful about Sefer Dvarim. And they come to shape the community of Israel, which is what Batem Tilim and Nachat Konev is going to do. Yeah. Shir's over, but I'll take questions.
This notion of Yashar being
Kosem
Shir's. The phrase is used maybe 2,000 times, so it's not a lot of repetition. And it's not always used
in the... Okay. If you want, anyone else to pay for it, I went through all of them, and I have them. Okay?
Yeah, Sisa Yashar.
Dvarim Yudbet. You need Dvarim Yudbet.
Yes.
Dvarim Yudbet. Look at it. Look at it. What? That's Yashar Be'enav. That's Yashar Be'enav. What? Look at Dvarim Yudbet. Look at Dvarim Yudbet. Rak Chazak V'Vitiach HaZadam. But look. This, the hardest pasuk to crack is this one. Look at Yudbet. Okay. Yudbet. Here. Dvarim Yudbet. Chav Gimel. This is the biggest proof against what I'm saying. Rachazak l'vutiyah chot adam, have it? Yudbet chav gimel. Rachazak l'vutiyah chot adam, ki adam hu anefesh, lo tachal nefesh hi babasar. Oh gosh, it's 7:30. I thought we started 7:30. I thought we started 7:30. It's way up. It's more now. Okay. I thought I went over. I didn't realize it was so long. Okay. I'm sorry. Okay. Rachazak l'vutiyah chot adam, ki adam hu anefesh, lo tachal nefesh hi babasar. Okay, it is Dodam. Lo tochlena, al shmichan v'gemayim. Chafei. Lo tochlena, lemanitav lecha zodrach hafrech, itasei Yashar ben Yashem. What's the Yashar ben Yashem here? What's it sound like? What's the Yashar ben Yashem referring to here? In his concept. Not eating dam. Right? Not eating dam is Yashar ben Yashem. How can that be Yashar ben Yashem? So what does this mean to me? Following God's laws is Yashar ben Yashem. But listen, I'm going to solve it in a minute. Shomar v'shamat et kol v'meir la'ashon nochim et tzadaka l'man yitav v'vodach ad olam ki tatei atov v'yashar b'nei Hashem.
It sounds like more general.
More general. No. There's a theme in Dvarim of l'man yitav l'cha.
Yeah.
With kibud v'avim. But according to Moshe Rabbeinu, who's a good parshan, he holds l'man yitav l'cha is tzar on the entire, it's a package deal. We ever prove that? In Hei Chavchet. Look at Hei Chavchet. According to Moshe Rabbeinu,
yeah, I think it's
yeah, according to Moshe Rabbeinu, l'man yiruchun yamecha, l'man yitavcha, l'man yiruchun yamecha, kibbut avayim, it's not on kibbut avayim, It's on the entire covenant. It's a package deal. Look at the last line of Perek Dalet. And Perek Dalet Pasuk Mem. Just two examples. Dalet Mem. This is a whole different shibbut. And Devarim Dalet Mem. Devarim Dalet Mem. I messed up again?
No.
Devarim Dalet Mem. Dalet, I can't find it, I'm sorry. Dalet. Yeah, Dalet Mem, yeah. Dalet Mem. Here we go. The last line of the speech, right? ושמעת חוקם ומצאת אשר אנוכי מצווך היום אשר ייטב לך ולך לך למען תלמיד חכמים אדמה אשר השם נותן לכם כל הימים. That's an older mitzvot, isn't it? פרק ה' פסוק כ"ח. Which is the intro to the speech. ואתה פה עמוד עם עדי. You stay with me. Now tell them to go back to the tent. ה' כ"ח in Dvarim. ואתה פה עמוד עם עדי ודבר לך את כל המצווה והחוקים והמשפטים אשר תלמדים ועשו בארץ. Right? אשר. What to say? ועשו בארץ אשר אני חותם להם לבישתה ושמעתם לעשות כאשר ציבה שם עליכם אתכם ועשיתם מבשמאל וכל דרך אשר ציבה שם עליכם אתכם תאפשר לכו למען תחיו וטוב לכם וערכתם ימים פרק אשר תירשון אריכות ימים למען ניטב לך going on what? on all the rest of safe דברים פרק דבר וזאת המצווה החוקים משפטים של ציבה שם למד לכם לעשות בארץ למען תראה את השם מצוותיו אשר נוכים מצדך למען יריכו ימיך ושמעתי צור ושמעתי לעשות אשר יטב לך, אשר תיבון מאוד, כאשר יושב בדרך כלל בתוך עבודה. למען יבוא ימיך, למען יטב לך. Consistently, it's Moshe Rabbeinu, isn't he saying? The schar of למען יאריכו ימיך is on the tzibur. Do we don't contact, and we don't? This is good. לא יאריכו ימים, לא יאריכו ימים עליך, כי שמעתי שמעתי. What's that? לא יאריכו ימים עליך, כי שמעתי. That's the word. But where's that passage? It's a Rishon. Right? Isn't it? Right? It's either Eschanan or in Tzavim. It's the same thing. It's in Tzavim? It's Eschanan, yeah. So it's the beginning of Perek Dalet. It's the beginning. It's where Dalet ended. Yeah, okay. Right, it's in, in Dalet Chavav. And the end of it is, if you keep the laws, tarich yamim. Now, what I'm saying is, over and over again in Sefer Dvarim, arichut yamim is the schar for the package deal. Now, what he's saying is, don't eat dam. Why? Because God said, don't eat dam. But if you don't eat dam, what will happen? Okay. Where will God barich yamim if you keep his law? God wants to be God wants to be good to you. It'll be good to you if you do what? If you do Hayashar Ben Hashem. That's the overlying theme of Dvarim. Connecting the dots.
In the sense of those things yourself?
In a wider sense, of being Tam Hayashar Ben Hashem. The package deal.
Okay.
Now, what might stop you getting this schar of Lamani Tavlacha, Kitaseh Ben Hashem, even though you might be deserving of schar because you're doing what's good, what might ruin that for you? If you eat them. You follow?
No.
He's not saying that if you eat dam, if you don't eat dam, that's Yashar Ben Hashem. Look carefully. Go back to Perek Yud Bet.
I'm having trouble getting over the hump here. On the one hand, this notion of Yashar Ben Hashem is an overriding, overarching.
Do you think the laws that I'm giving you in Dvarim...
Having it attached to something specific, like a feel of dam.
Yeah, but that's the refrain in Dvarim all the time.
Dam?
No, he had the same thing by Kansi Bor, right? It's not on Kansi 4. It's the theme of Dvarim. That's the way you explain it, otherwise we can have Acher's problem. That solves Kansi 4. The Mani Tavrach Tamim is a refrain in Sefer Dvarim. It's not Tzchar, just like it's a refrain in the Ten Commandments. It's not a Kibbutz Avim.
Are you saying that Yashar, the notion of it,
yeah.
Yashar, in the sense of Ramban's notion of Yashar, that it's a general with
Nimashur Zen. No. I'm not saying this is Nimashur Tadim. I'm going back a step. Hashem and Hashem is the big picture. Meaning, all the laws that God is giving you are dots on the graph. And something that isn't written, so it's written. If Chumash tells you, the extension of that, which we call Hashem and Hashem, is what gets God's commanding you to be yashar. God's not commanding you to look at Rosh Hashanah.
It's the dot. The general
notion.
Listen and
you'll... Hashem is being a nation representing God. God gives you some dots on the graph. Here's examples. I'll take Rosh Hashanah. Do this, do that. But anything I do in that direction is Hashem and Hashem, whether God commanded or didn't command it. No. God's saying, if you eat dumb, that might stop you from getting the schar when you do Hashem and Hashem. You should, if you do Hashem and Hashem, you get your schar, the money tablacha. But even if you're doing Hashem and Hashem and you do Averot, you eat dumb, you might lose it all. That's what I think he's saying here. Look again in your Zed Chafet, in your Zed Chaf Gimel. I'm saying Chaf, don't eat the blood in your best cafe.
What about
Chas? What?
What you lose
it? That's Chas. That's Isha Shabbat Nisa.
Okay.
Yeah. That's what a person wants. Don't bring Chabad wherever you want. Don't start a shibul the second you don't like the Chazan. What? Or the rabbi. Yeah.
Why should
who
spells wrong
in the Chumash? Huh?
Why should
who
spells wrong in the Chumash?
Are you talking about Kriyoti?
Yeah.
I think it's Yachid Rabin, isn't it? Shafcha, Shafu.
Huh?
What?
Yeah.
But I think it's awesome, isn't it? If it's accenting Yachid Tzibur, right? Individual, I think it's beautiful.
Yeah. It's incredible. The theme is saying we didn't spill the blood. Does the fact that the word the shpok spelled wrong, is there some kind of hint that what they're saying is not totally true, that in a certain sense they didn't
spill the blood? I think that's it, yeah.
But in what way? How does
because they didn't, there's levels of responsibility. For sure they didn't kill him. Yeah. You know what happened on the news also? If the state of Israel charged the director of the railway system with murder. Remember that train accident a year ago when 17 people got killed? Now, what happened? What do you call it? A truck got stuck on the track and the thing, and there was a big car accident, etc. Now, the director of the railway system did not kill the people. But why is he responsible? He's on top of the pyramid. And if there's a crossing place with a rakevet, he should take into consideration a car might get stuck there. And the train might come into it at the same time. Directors need to plan by Murphy's Law. And therefore, there should be a backup system. Either a guard there. A second, some kind of way that the 1 in 1,000 chance that might happen, it can happen, the way to stop it. Either things have to slow down beforehand, whatever it is. So you can't have a crossing without any control at all. Now, if you have a whole system and you have a director who knows that and does anything about it, it's a Zoe kill. The judicial system is saying you're a Rotsea. That's a big job.
I understand what you're saying, but I'm more interested in the fact that they're saying it's in Lo Shavu, and the fact that it's spelled wrong seems to mean that it's almost as if
it's like Ani, like you're saying like Ani Estabachorecha.
What?
It's like Ani Estabachorecha.
Yeah, there's something. But I'm just not sure exactly. I don't have the exact thing how it works. Yeah. I think in a certain sense, the Torah is trying to say, like what you're saying, it's not exactly true. Yeah. I just don't have the details down. What does shakha mean, and how would it, and how would that, how exactly would that work? That's what I'm.
I think shakha isn't that yachid?
Yeah.
Shakha is supposed to Robin. But then
get in.
Yeah.
In the plural.
Therefore, should be shafu. But not green. Shafak, yeah. It's a yedil or shafak at the damza. Okay, but it's definitely a good point. The Kriya Kativ is telling you to wake up and spell the Chumash. That's for sure. Yeah, I never told you that line? That's my new line with the 18-year-old. Right? You know the idea? You know from Aladdin, wake up and spell the Chumash? So I thought, wake up and spell the Chumash. It means there's a bigger... There's something big going on. You're missing the point. It's on the mark, isn't it? It's on the... Hey, what's up?
Thank you.
Yeah.
It's so much better when you just get a share at night when you're not running to another share.
Oh, yeah.
You have a chance.
I was supposed to go to the airport tonight.
And you missed your plane?
No. My mother, unfortunately, had an operation, so I had to spend another day with her, so I'm staying an extra day to spend time with her. Yeah. So,